Hello everyone, welcome to Ultima 99.4. My name is Carla Mejia and in today's episode we'll be talking about feminicide. What it is, its motives, how we can know that a woman has been killed for this cause. But we will focus on Mexico. Why is such a high rate of these cases, as well as how women have protested because of this? Okay, let's start. Feminicide. What is it? Feminicide is a violent death of women because they are women. And even that this term is in dispute because some say that femicide is a murder of woman by a man. And others say what I said a while ago. Precisely, this has its origin in the gender inequality that embarks subordination and marginality. This term is called the most extreme violence against women. According to an ECLAC graph of the year 2019, where it says that Mexico is the second country in Latin America with more femicides per year. Statistically, it says that for every 100,000 women, 983 die per year due to femicide, and that only in Mexico, which is very high rate, and this means that is increasing every day. INEGI also tells us that in the first 6 months of 2020, 1,844 femicides were registered, which means that 307 women were murdered per month. This is really impressive because this semester was registered as one of the most violent in the last 30 years. It's very sad what Mexico is going through. Instead of improving the situation of the country, it's going down. This situation increased during the contingency because many of the women lived with their aggressor. And we're never able to ask for help or denounce him, so much so that it leads to the death of the woman. It's really surprising that 10 women are murdered daily in the country, with the most common causes being murdered with firearms, drowning, strangulation, and suffocation with sharp objects, shot with a short weapon, and aggression with a smoke or fire. The rest of the murders were generated by physical force, pushing from elevated places, abuse, abandonment, sexual aggression, or unspecified homicide. During the pandemic, murders of women increased by 0.6% compared to 2019. The women who protest against this, known as feminists, are mainly protesting for the government to take action, to guarantee protection for women, and for the deaths to be classified as femicide. For the homicide of a woman to be considered feminicide, it must have as characteristic some of the following 7 circumstances. Sexual violence of any kind, inflammatory or degrading mutilation before or after the death, or acts of necrophilia, that there is a history of any type of violence in the family, work, or a school environment of the subject against the victim, that there has been a sentimental, affective, or trusting relationship between the victim and the aggressor, that there are data that establish that there were previous threats, harassment, or injuries against the victim, that the victim has been held incommunicado before his death, and the victim's body has been exposed or exhibited in a public place. Well, we have reached the end of this episode. Thanks for joining us during all this time. If you like it, follow us on our page. See you in the next chapter. Remember that we'll loop a new episode every Friday. Finally, I want to share with you a song that feminists have released some time ago. It's called Canción Sin Miedo. It's by Vivir Quintana with El Palomar. It's a song that really makes you empathize with all the people who lost a friend, family member, or acquaintance because of a feminicide. Anyway, thanks for joining us, see you in the next time, and I wish you all a good day.